This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Angelita Casares. Date of birth, December the 25th, 1964. Case ID number is 489-5167. Date of examination, February 23rd, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, Social Security questionnaire dated 12/15/2022. Identifying information. This is a 58-year-old separated female with 5 grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of back injury and poor vision. The claimant is presently employed as a provider where she works 1.5 hours per day taking care of her grandson and 5 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. Before that time, she worked at Walmart as a cashier for 8 years and was a migrant worker for another 25 years. At the present time, her husband is in prison, and she does not know exactly when he will be released. The claimant lives in a trailer by herself and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number 1, back injury. Number 2, poor vision. History of allegation. Number 1, back injury. The claimant states that in 2011, she was lifting metal parts and she suffered an aching, dull pain in the lumbar sacral back area that would radiate down to both knees. She denies any surgery given for this performed for this condition. No MRI was taken or x-rays. Her limitations include being able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, sit for 30 minutes, comma, lift approximately 10 pounds, and been able to and bend over to pick up clothes. She has no assistive devices she uses at this time. Her daily activities include watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, going to the grocery store, comma, cooking, comma, doing her laundry. Her physician is Dr. Lemini from Mexico. She has not seen a chiropractor or received any physical therapy. She is presently on diclofenac 50 milligrams BID, which does give her relief. She was diagnosed with lumbar sacral back sprain. Limitations. The claimant is able to walk 1 block, comma, stand for 20 minutes, comma, climb 1 flight of stairs, comma, and bend over to pick up clothes. She states she's unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, comma, use a coffee cup, comma, use a skillet, comma, sweep a room, comma, button her clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. She has no assistive devices that she uses, and her physician is Dr. Victor Lemini, L-E-M-I-N-I. She is presently on diclofenac 50 milligrams BID, which does give her relief, and she states the only exercise she really does is housework. Allegations number 2, poor vision. The claimant states that since 2020, she has had difficulty with her eyesight. She does suffer from high blood pressure, and she states that she has problems with both eyes, but mostly the right. She does not have glasses at this time, and she states that her night vision as well as her peripheral vision are poor. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/70. Pinhole is 20/50. Binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Family history. Her father died at the age of 82. He had diabetes mellitus and renal failure. His mother died at the age of 88 from asthma. Medications, diclofenac, 50 milligrams BID, losartan / hydrochlorothiazide, 50 milligrams / 12.5 milligrams QD. And she states that she is also taking a liquid tonic for anemia. She does not know or remember what is in the tonic. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, history of COVID-19 in 2020, osteoarthritis, decreased vision, comma, and back injury. The claimant's major surgery, urolithiasis, which was performed by or removed by laser surgery. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.4 Fahrenheit. Height, 5 feet, 2.5 inches. Weight, 180 pounds. BP, 163 over 99 mmHg. Heart rate, 63 beats per minute. Respiration, 12 respirations per minute. BMI, 32. General. This is a 58-year-old female who appears to be much older than her stated age and is in mild acute distress. The claimant does not appear to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination and appeared to have some cognitive dysfunction. H-E-E-N-T. The claimant has a normal cephalic atraumatic head. No scleroicteris was noted or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal. There appears to be a mild right eye lens cataract. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does appear to have poor dentition. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected is 20/50, pinhole is 20/40, OS uncorrected is 20/70, pinhole is 20/50, binocular uncorrected is 20/50. Could you please drop down to neurological? The claimant was not alert and oriented, but was oriented times three, but had very poor eye contact with me. Her speech was very slow, and she had difficulty responding to questions. She appeared to be somewhat confused. Her speech was not fluent, and her mood was flat and depressed for the time. She did not appear to have clear thought processes, and her memory was poor. Concentration was fair, and she was oriented grossly to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ bilaterally, as well as normal reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Cerebellar. The claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, and somewhat unsymmetric. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was fair, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area. No joint swelling, erythema, fusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant was unable to forward flex more than 80 degrees in the flexion position. She was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees, and in the supine position it was 40 degrees for the right side and 60 degrees for the left. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body. There was abnormal range of motion and strength of both knees, and the claimant was unable to flex her knees more than 90 degrees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on her own, but with moderate difficulty. Moderate difficulty was known upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with a difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, and was able to walk at a tandem rate, but with some difficulty. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices, she presented with no assisted device, but probably needs one at this time. Neurological exam, grip strength was +5/5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but she does have some muscle spasms of the lumbar sacral back area. Muscle strength is +4/5 for all tested areas, except for her grip strength, which is +5/5. Fine indexer's finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mild to moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. She hears and speaks fairly well. However, the claimant appears to have some cognitive dysfunction. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. Her ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in her visual fields, but does have some limitations in her visual acuity. She is unable to communicate very well without limitations, and does have some restricted limitations in her workplace environment, secondary to lumbar sacral back sprain / lumbago, and decreased cognitive function, which may be secondary to multiple infarct disease. Probable diagnoses. Number one, back injury - the claimant does show problems with decreased range of motion and strength of the lumbar sacral back area, as well as a mildly abnormal gait. She is being treated with medications. Number two, poor vision - the claimant is not wearing glasses at this time. She does have decreased vision and appears to have a mild right cataract formation of the right eye. The claimant is also suffering from multi-infarct dementia, most probably, and some kind of decrease in cognitive function. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Angelita Cáceres.